Okay, approach on the bhuti, verse 55.
Ayam atma hi brahma eva, sarvatma kataya stitaha, sarvatma kataya stitaha, iti nirdharitam shrutya, iti nirdharitam shrutya, brihadaranya samsthaya, brihadaranya samsthaya.
Ayam atma hi brahma eva, sarva atmakataya stitaha iti nirdharitam shrutya brihadaranya samsthaya. Okay.
Nirdharitam. Here we have nirdharitam.
Oops.
Both in the Sanskrit and the
Sanskrit. Yeah, the transliteration will always match. Oh. Sorry, I'll correct that. Put an R above the da. Nirdharitam. Typo. I'll mark it here. Typo.
You like?
Yeah, I got it. So, let's look at the first line. Ayam, nominative singular, means this. Atma, this atma, nominative singular. Ayam atma. He is a particle. It means indeed or definitely. It can also mean because, but here definitely. Brahma eva also is emphasis. Brahma in nominative. So this atma is indeed Brahman. This atma is indeed Brahman alone. Okay? Alone because of the eva. Ayam atma hi Brahma eva. Sarv atma kataya stittaha. Okay? We would say, and to make a sentence out of it, stittaha means which is existing, which is being, which is abiding as. Sarvatma kataya, that's in the instrumental singular. And we would translate that as the atma, which is, this atma, which is indeed Brahman, is abiding, is existing as the self of all. Remember, sarva means all. So this word sarvatma, we should all know that by now. Sarvatma, sarva atma, the self of all, the sarvatma. Now that sarvatma kata, that is just an affix. That ta makes it, and it's a feminine affix, the ta. So the one who is abiding as the self of all puts it into an abstract. And in the third case, we would say, The one who is abiding is the self of all is good. So this atma is indeed Brahman, which is abiding as the self of all, sarvatma kataya. Then iti thus, so that makes that first part as a quote. Okay? It's actually a quote from the Brihadaranyaka, as we'll see, from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So, iti thus, nirdharitam. Nirdharitam means to be ascertained or unfolded or determined. So far, how I would translate this is something like this. It has been ascertained. Shrutya, let's do the next line, then I'll make it better. The next word, shrutya, by the shruti, instrumental singular, shrutya. It has been ascertained, nirdharitam, by the shruti, brihadaranya samsthaya, which is in. Samsthaya just means it's existing in. In English, we just say in. It's placed in, it's located, it's existing in.
Samsthaya.
Samsthaya, from samstha. It's a feminine, instrumental singular. By the shruti, found, which is, in, by the shruti, found in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Right? This statement has been ascertained by the shruti, right? Which is in the Brihadaranyaka, by the shruti, in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Okay? by the Shruti, located in the Brihadaranyaka. Brihadaranya. So, we would say,
what's the context of this now?
Oh, what about nirdharan?
Nirdharitam means determined or ascertained, or just you could even say revealed. It's been unfolded. The idea is the Shruti, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, has revealed and unfolded this. The Shruti statement is there, right? So the truth that this is where it's been has been ascertained there by the Shruti herself, that this Atma is Brahman, which abides as the self of all beings. That has been ascertained clearly, nirdharitam, by the Shruti in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Okay. Everybody see?
Yeah, but why are they saying this?
Well, you have to remember, you have to go back to the context.
Yeah.
And the context is, he's been telling verses, like the previous verse says, for those who know all beings, for those who know the Atma, for those who know themselves as the Atma of all beings, for them there is no moha, there is no delusion, there is no sorrow. And then he is backing that knowledge up, that which is known.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's confirming it.
He's giving the Shruti as the authority for that.
Okay. Good.
Right.
Thank you.
Everybody see it? Mm-hmm. Okay. I am Atma hi Brahmaiva. I am Atma hi Brahmaiva. Sarvatma kataya stitaha. Sarvatma kataya stitaha. Iti nirdharitam shrutya, iti nirdharitam shrutya, brihadaranya samstaya, brihadaranya samstaya, anubhuto pyayam lokaha, anubhuto pyayam lokaha, vyavaharakshamopisan, asadvrupo yathasvapnaha, asad rupo yathasvapnaha utarakshana badhataha utarakshana badhataha anubhutaha api ayam lokaha vyavahara kshamaha api san asad rupaha yathasvapnaha utarakshana Bhadataha. Okay. This says Anubhutaha api ayam lokaha. Ayam lokaha, right? This nominative singular, this loka, this world, ayam lokaha. Anubhutaha api ayam lokaha. This world. Even though, that api, even though being experienced, anubhuta means being experienced. Even though this world is experienced, means we experience it through our sense organs. We experience the mind as sakshibhasya, the mind is objectified. So even though this world is anubhutaha, is experienced, vyavahara shamaha api sanna. Being, this is all nominatives here. Vyavahara kshama. Kshama means suitable for, fit for. Vyavahara means even though this world is experienced by us and it is suitable or fit for vyavahara for empirical reality. It's fit for business. Vyavahara means it's fit for doing transactions. It has an objective reality, right? So, even though this world is experienced by us, and it also has the objective, it's vyavahara, it has the objective reality, we can transact business in this, means it's a shared reality. That's the vyavaharika satyam, remember? Vyavaharika satyam?
Yeah.
So, it's a shared reality. It's an empirical reality. Kshama means it's fit for, suitable for. It's not just an imaginal reality like Pratibhasika, mm-hmm. right? It's not your imagination. Mm-hmm. So it has a reality. That's the idea. So even though we experience, even though it's experienced and has an empirical, you know, shared reality, Vyavahara Kshama Apishanna, Asad Rupaha Namatapit, it is Asat, means Mithya. Asad Rupaha, its nature. Now Rupa, the word Rupa can mean form, but often when Rupa comes at the end of a compound, it works much better to translate it as nature. Right? Like Swarupa, we don't say one's own form. It's one's own nature. Asad Rupaha, we'd say its form is Asat, means its nature is Asat. Okay? So Asad Rupaha, its nature is Asat. Its nature is unreal. So Asad Rupa is another word for saying it is Mithya. Okay? So all nominatives. So Anubhutaha Api Ayam Lokaha, even though this world is anubhutaha, experience, vyavahara kshamaha api sanna, and also being suitable for vyavahara, empirical reality, shared reality, it is asad rupaha, it is mithya, its nature is asat, unreal, yata, just as swapnaha, just as the dream, yata, just as indeclinable, swapnaha, just like, just as, swapnaha, the dream. Now it gives the hetu. The hetu. Hetu means the reason. So it gives the hetu. Uttara kshana badataha. That taha affix, remember you've got these affixes so far, you've got tvam and ta. Remember tvam and ta? They show the abstract. Taha is often used, it has the sense of the fifth case, from or because of. It's an indeclinable affix. Tvam and ta aren't indeclinable. Taha is indeclinable. So here it says, so it has the sense of from or because of the fifth case. Because of why? Bada, because of being negated. Bada means being negated. Kshana means moment. Uttara means the next moment. Right? Because it is bada, because it is negated by the next moment, or in the next moment, either is fine.
Oh.
Why is this creation, even though we experience it, and even though it's subject to our empirical transaction, why is it asat? Because just like the dream, it's negated by the following moment, moment to moment. One moment negates the previous moment.
Yeah, it's weird,
right?
That way.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it mithya, because you can't, if something has no existence from moment to moment, the prior condition is continually negated, then it has no satyam, right? So, but yet it's here and we experience it, it has being, so the being that it has is the mithya, is the satyam. The names and forms that are negated from moment to moment, that's the mithya. So that's the hetu, that's the logic.
Yeah, it seems to have more meaning than dream.
Only from outside of the dream.
Huh?
But only when you're outside of the dream, looking at the dream. But from within the dream also for the person in the dream seems very real. Right? It has in its own organization, if you're a character within the dream. But from this standpoint, you look at the dream, you say, oh, that's Pratibhasika. That's
yeah.
just projected. That doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my own projection. Which is true from this standpoint. From this standpoint, that's Pratibhasika. But it's not Pratibhasika from the standpoint of the dream character within the dream. Right? From the dream character within the dream, for that character, it's Vyavahara. And then there are imaginations within the dream of Pratibhasika. But from this standpoint, we can say this is. We as a character within the Ishwara Srishti, Ishwara's creation, we recognize this as Vyavahara, and my dream is Pratibhasika. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so this is a nice verse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the waking world really doesn't have any more importance than the dream world
in reference to Brahman,
yeah.
Brahman's the same.
Really? Now, I keep making that mistake.
It's not. You're jumping the levels a little bit.
I know.
Yeah.
But That's okay.
That's good. And everyone okay with this one? You know, Uttara Purva is what comes before, Uttara what follows comes later. You know, so like the next moment. In English you'd say, because it's negated, the next moment. Whatever follows, right? Negates what comes before. Uttara. Okay. Let's chant this one.
Anubhuto pyayam lokaha.
Sorry, vyavahara kshamopisan.
Anubhuto pyayam lokaha. Anubhuto pyayam lokaha. Vyavahara kshamopisan. Vyavahara kshamopisan. Asad rupo yatha swapnaha. Asad rupo yatha swapnaha. Uttarakshana badhataha. Uttarakshana badhataha. Swapno jagarane likaha. Swapno jagarane likaha. Swapnepi nahi jagaraha. Swapnepi nahi jagaraha. Dvayam me valaye nasti. Dvayam me valaye nasti. Layopi hubayornacha. Layopi hubayornacha. Swapnaha jagarane alikaha. Swapne api nahi jagaraha. Dvayam eva laye na asti. Layaha api hi ubayoho na cha. Hi, short hi, ubayoho na cha. Swapnaha, the dream. Jagarana is like jagrat, waking state. The dream, swapnaha, jagarane, in the waking state. Alikaha, alikaha means false, mitya. It's not a common word, alikaha. It means false, mitya, not real. So the dream is not real in the waking state. Swapnaha, jagara. So it's like from the standpoint of the waking state, the swapna is alikaha, is not real. Swapne api, also or and in the dream, lokara swapne, in the dream, nahi jagaraha, the waking is not. Okay. You could say, and in the dream, just literally, and in the dream there is no waking. Okay? The dream is not real as mitya in reference to the waking state. And in the dream, nahi jagaraha, there is no waking state. Or you can bring the alika. The jagara is not there. But that's not really, what really is our experience, and it's more true to the Sanskrit, is that the dream is, we view the dream in reference to the waking state. We say it's mitya, it's false, it's not real. We all know that. And we also know that in the dream state, in the swapne, in the dream, none jagaranaha, there's no waking there. There's no waking state when you're in the dream. You don't know of a waking state. Okay? Does everybody see that? Nahi. And in the dream, definitely, the jagaraha, it's another word for waking, is not there. Then he says, dvayam eva. Dvayam means both. The group of two. Right? These two, indeed, laye na asti. These two, this dvaya, this pair of the waking and the dream, na asti, they are not in laya. Laya means when the two are dissolved in deep sleep. We could say in the deep sleep state, laya can just mean the deep sleep state, or pralaya is when the whole creation is resolved. Pra means really well done. Pralaya. Pralaya.
The
right?
Pralaya.
Pralaya. Laya just means when the mind is absorbed or when one is in deep sleep. So we could just say here, dvayam, both of them definitely, Eva, Dvayam Eva, Laye, in the deep sleep, na asti, they are not. So, and neither is there in the deep sleep. Layaha api, the deep sleep also, layaha nominative singular, layaha api, he definitely, ubayoho, in those two, locative dual, in those two, in both of them, uba means both, in both of them, nacha. And also, the deep sleep is not in either of them. Ubayoho, locative dual. Layaha, the nominative. Then he just emphasis, then api nacha. You could say, and nor is the laya in either of them, nor is the deep sleep in either of them. Did we see it?
Yeah, well, we have to keep going. Next.
Sounds good, okay for everybody, though? Okay, you okay with it?
I will be.
Okay. Let's chant it again. Swapno jagarane likaha. Swapno jagarane likaha. Swapne pi nahi jagaraha. Swapne pi nahi jagaraha. Dvayam mevalaye nasti. Dvayam mevalaye nasti. Layo pi hyubhayor nacha. Layo pi hyubhayor nacha. Trayam neva pavain mitya. Trayam neva pavain mitya. Gunatraya vinirmitam. Gunatraya vinirmitam. Asya drashta gunatitaha. Asya drashta gunatitaha. Nityo hekas charatmakaha. Nityo hekas charatmakaha. Trayam Eva, and you can make a note here that in some texts this is Avam. So, and I'm not sure, I looked in one other, I should look in, because in the Bhakta here they're doing it as Avam. Either one will work. I'm going to do it both ways, Eva or Avam. Okay. So, Trayam, Trayam, Eva, Bhavet, Nitya, Guna, Traya vinirmitam. Guna traya vinirmitam. Asya drashta guna atitaha. Guna atitaha, guna atitaha. Nityaha hi ekaha chiratmakaha. Trayam, the group of three, the triad. Like dvayam is a two, a dyad, or both. Triad, trayam is a group of three, or triad. This triad, this group of three, which would be what? Swapna, jagrat, the jagrat and laya, the dream, waking, deep waking, dream, deep sleep. This group of three, indeed, bhavet is nitya. These three are mitya, in English you'd say. This triad is mitya. All three of these are mitya alone. Guna traya viniramitam. This group of three, this is in the nominative, neuter nominative singular. This group of three, this the triam, is bhavet mitya. It is mitya. This group of three, which is guna Traya viniramitam, created by guna traya, the three gunas. Guna, sattva, rajas, and tamas. Okay. These three, a product of or created by the three gunas, the guna traya. See how they say guna traya?
Yeah.
The triad of gunas, right? The guna triad, the triad of gunas, created by this, the group of three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. this group of three, this triad, means the waking state, the dream state, and deep sleep state, Vivek, is Nitya. If you used Avam in another translation, another version, Avam, it would mean in this manner, in this way, this group of three is Mitya. In what way? Well, when one is there, the other is not there, and one negates the other, because one negates the other. And also because in the creation, every moment is negated by the following moment. That's definition of Nitya, you know. It's here, but it has no Satyam. So you could say Avam. Just Avam would be in this manner. Means as it's been shown in the last couple of verses. Then, Asya Drashta, the seer. Drashta comes from the seer. S-E-E-R, the seer, asya, of this. The witness of this. The seer of this. Guna atitaha, is beyond the gunas. Atitaha means, ita means it has gone, ati, beyond. So atita is just a word, past passive participle, and it just means beyond. It is guna atitaha. It is beyond the gunas. What is beyond the gunas? Who is? The seer of that. The seer of that triad, waking, dream, deep sleep, or you could say the witness, the sakshi, the drashta is the sakshi. The witness of the waking, dream, deep sleep is guna atita, beyond the gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. Okay? Nityaha, free from time, timeless, nominative singular. He indeed, ekaha, one, chid atmakaha, one whose nature is consciousness. Atmakaha means whose nature, not atma. So it's the chid atmaka, is the one whose nature, like rupa. Right? If I said chid rupa, chid atmaka, the one whose nature is consciousness. So this group of three, waking, dream, deep sleep, is mitya. It's created by the three gunas. The seer of that is beyond the gunas, is nitya, timeless, is one, means one without a second, chidatmaka, its nature is consciousness, all nominatives.
That reminds me of the eye of the eye and the ear of the ear.
Everybody see it?
What about the timeless?
Nitya.
Yeah.
Nityaha means free from time.
Right.
Eternal. See, these are all
the... of that is beyond the gunas.
And is free from time.
And is
timeless. And is one. Is one and is consciousness by nature. So, if you take the first one, Asya Drashta, the seer of that, all of these to the right of that are adjectives, descriptors of that Drashta. The seer of that... waking, dream, deep sleep, is beyond the gunas, nominative singular, nityaha, nominative singular, eternal, free from time, ekaha, one, nominative singular, and chid atmakaha, whose nature is consciousness. Yeah. He would say that seer is beyond the gunas, free from time, one without a second, and has the nature of consciousness. Chidatmakaha, for Vyalatsa Bahubahi, one whose nature is, for whom the nature is consciousness. Again, see? Let's chant this. We'll do one more and then take a little break and then do the vocabulary. Trayam meva pavet mitya. Trayam eva pavem nitya, guna traya vinirmitam, guna traya vinirmitam, asidrashta guna titaha, asidrashta guna titaha, nityo hekas chiratmakaha, nityo hekas chiratmakaha, Yadvan mriti katabrantim. Yadvan mriti katabrantim. Shuktauva rajatastitam. Shuktauva rajatastitam. Rajatastitam. Let's start again. Yadvan mriti katabrantim. Yadvan mriti katabrantim. Shuktauva rajatastitam. Shuktauva rajatastitam. Tadvat brahmani jivatvam. Tadvat brahmani jivatvam. Vikshamane na pashyati. Vikshamane na pashyati. Yadvat means just like yata, tata. You know yata means just as? Oh, sorry, I'll do the Sunday. Yadvat mriddi gata brantim. Shuktau va rajata stitim. Tadvat brahmani jivatvam vikshamane na pashyati. So, like yata tata, yata means just as, yadvat means like that, just as. You know how but as an indeclinable means like? If it comes at the end of a word, it's an indeclinable. But. Mm-hmm. But here, tadvat. Tad means that. So tadvat, yed means which, like which. Tad, yedvat, like which. Tadvat, like that. So just say, we can trust similarly and just as. Okay. But that's literally what it is. Used instead of yata, tata, yedvat and tadvat. So just as yadvat mridi on clay, mrid is clay, gata brantim, there is the branti, the air of a pot. Branti means the delusion, the air, the error. Okay. It's like the superimposition or the mistake. Okay. Just as on the clay there's the gata branti, shuktau va, or on the mother of pearl, shukti is a shell, mother of pearl shell, or on the mother of pearl, rajata, silver, stiti, stitim, silver is placed. In other words, just as we see on the clay, upon the clay a pot, or on the mother of the pearl there's silver there placed there, right, superimposed, it's all this adyasa.
He's covered both there, he's covered the, you know, snake rope and
that's right,
the pot and one.
Well, not snake rope, it's a snake rope, it's mother of, but there's history, there's a snake rope,
oh, okay.
Clay pot,
okay.
And instead of snake rope sometimes they use mother of pearl and silver.
Yeah.
These are the snake rope and mother of pearl and mirage water.
Yeah.
These are the three where there's an illusion. Now the clay, it's important, this is an important distinction.
Yeah.
Clay pot and wave ocean are different than rope snake, silver on the mother of pearl, and mirage water. Because for these three, the silver, the snake, and the mirage water are illusory projections upon the adhishtana, upon the substratum. Whereas, so it shows what we call this vivarta upadana karana. It's where what is the actual adhishtana, the actual basis there, doesn't go through any modification whatsoever for the rope to, for the snake to appear, or the silver to appear, or the mirage water to appear. But we also use clay pot wave ocean because that highlights in great, more clearly highlights the what we call upadana karana, the material cause, right? Where the clay, there's really nothing there but clay. And you can see very clearly there's nothing there but clay, right? Like if I say, is there, so I'm just going to go on and on about this, is there clay and pot? Is there clay and pot? You know? No. There's only clay. But then Vyavahara, the pot is there and it's useful. But there's really only play there. You can see that clearly. That's the Advaita. You see that clearly. But the problem is, with that drishtanta, with that illustration, that in your mind you also know that the clay does, even though it doesn't lose its clayness, it switches around. It changes to come into that form and then changes to become.
Like wave ocean.
Yeah, wave ocean is the same. Upadana karana, there's nothing there but water, but you see it moving, you know. Even though it keeps its own swarupa, it still moves. So we need this other one. The other one is not as clearly upadana karana. Because if I hold up the clay pot, I can say it's only clay there. So you need that. There's only water there. When I say rope snake, you'll say, well, it's true that the only real thing that is there is rope. But then the snake is not the rope. It has the rope for its being, right? The snake, and the snake is, and it's an illusory thing. We don't take the snake to be a rope, right? We never take a snake to be a rope. I mean, a snake is a snake, a rope is a rope. But this snake is projected on the rope, and it has no being apart from the rope. So this shows the maya. This shows the maya so clearly. But then we have to show that maya, that is responsible, the three gunas, that are responsible for the illusion, have no reality whatsoever apart from the rope. If I were to remove the rope, maya's not there. If I remove the rope, there's nothing really there but the rope. And the very content of the snake, its diameter, its bends, every place the snake is, the rope is. The snake can't go beyond the rope. Right? So the rope is the adhishtana. It's the very basis of the snake. It's the reality because of which the snake can appear. Without the adhishtana, right, that mithya is not possible. So the snake is not possible without the adhishtana. Right? But if you bring the clay pot and the rope snake, then what you understand is that in your experience right now, in this creation, it is like a clay pot. There is nothing here but Brahman. Nothing at all. The being of this whole experience is only Brahman. But then we bring in the rope snake as an illustration to show the maya that is responsible for this manifestation in names and forms that has no being at all apart from Brahman. So we need both of them to bring in the total appreciation of there's only me here, that I'm the whole. So both of the illustrations, that's why they use both. Right? Anyway, so
what is called upadana karana, and that's the clay pot illustration.
Well, we can say that we don't really say like that, but I am saying that the upadana karana, the material cause that there's nothing but Brahman here, is really highlighted in rope snake, in clay pot, right? And then in rope snake, the vivarta aspect of the upadana karana. The vivarta means the upadana karana doesn't go through any change. That's the vivarta. Upadana karana is the material cause. Vivarta upadana karana, that material cause, doesn't go through any modification at all to become the creation. So if you say Brahman is the upadana karana of this creation, that means that this material is nothing but Brahman. This creation is nothing but Brahman. That is its material. But then you ask, yeah, but if this is all Brahman, but it's Brahman modifying in the form of this creation then, you say, no, it's Vivarta. You see? It's Vivarta. There's another word which I should add. Parinama. Parinama upadana karana. Parinama means that the material is actually modifying. Now the Sankhyas say this creation is prakriti and different from the purusha. And this prakriti is made of the three gunas and it is real. So the prakriti is modifying and changing. That's parinama upadana karana. The material is actually modifying to become the creation. The material itself is projecting. The material is withdrawing. And so that prakriti is real. So parinama means transforming, modifying. So the upadana karana is modifying. Whereas when we say, the Vedantin will say, Brahman is the upadana karana. Maya has is nitya. Brahman doesn't go through any parinama. It doesn't go through any type of modification. Okay?
Well, do the Sankhyas run into a lot of problems later on? I mean, because the idea sucks. It's an attractive idea.
They run into a lot of problems.
Do they?
Because of Dvaita, yeah. Okay. Okay, for everybody?
God.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. So, like that, okay. Brahmani, in Brahman, jivatvam, vikshamane. When that is seen, means when that is realized. When the self is realized. Vikshamane, na pashyati. He does not see. Okay. So we would say, just as one does not see, just as one does not see the air, the illusion of a pot on a, just as one does not mistake, we'd say, or does not see, napashati, does not see, gatabranti, the air of the pot on the clay, nor does one see the silver on the mother of pearl. Like that, one does not see in Brahman jivatvam. Vikshamane, when it is realized, when Brahman is realized, vikshamane, when Brahman is being seen, when Brahman is being realized, or we just say it's realized, one does not see jivatvam on Brahman.
And where does it say when this is realized?
Vikshamane. When Brahman is being seen, when Brahman is seen, just turn the page over to page 18, and I'll just read this one line of the Bhashya that starts with Brahmani. Oh, okay, Brahmani, repeat after me, Brahmani,
Vikshamane,
Atmatvena,
Sakshat
Krite, Sati, Jivatvam, Napashyati, Iti Anvayaha. But when they say Iti Anvayaha, that Anvaya is putting something in the right word order. In just the typical Sanskrit word order, putting, lining everything up so that then you can understand. Okay? So he says, Brahmani is locative singular. Vikshamane is locative singular. Okay? So we've got two locatives there. It's called, now this is mostly for Bill, it's called the locative absolute. And it means Brahmani Vikshamane, when Brahman is being seen. Vikshamane means is being seen. In English we would just always say when Brahman is realized, is recognized. So when, but literally, when Brahman is being seen, Atmatvena, as the self, Atmatva, Atmatvena, that third case, in the third case you usually think of the instrumental case as by, with, of, or before, or by, with, because of. But there's another usage of the third case, which is called ittam bhave in the Panini Sutras, and it means it's used to define or tell the nature of something. And Shankara uses this a lot. There it says, Brahmani Vikshamane, when the self is being realized, when Brahman is being realized, Atmatvena, as the self, Sakshat Krite Sati. Now, Sakshat Krita, the word Sakshat means You've heard us this word before, right? Sakshat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
swami. Sakshat krita. Krita means it has been made, sakshat. It means it's been aproksha, made directly. Sakshat means something is right in front of you. It's directly, immediately visible to you. That is sakshat. Like if a person just appears right in front of you, it's sakshat. It's immediately present. So now, this word you see, vikshamane, see that word? I'm saying, which is being seen. He's translating that word, giving you another word to define it. Sakshat krite sati. So it means when Brahman is directly recognized, atmatvena, as oneself. So Brahmani, so he says Brahmani vikshamane, means Brahmani, vikshamane means sakshat krite sati. When Brahman is directly recognized, atmatvena, as the self. Okay. Then what? Jivatvam na pashyati. He does not see jivatvam. When Brahman is directly recognized as the self, is immediately seen, experienced as the self, then there is no sight. One does not see jivatvam. Mm-hmm. One doesn't superimpose jivatvam on Brahman then. Mm-hmm. When Brahman is being directly, immediately recognized as the self, then there's no seeing of jivatvam, the jivatvam. I'm looking at the clay pot. If I'm noticing the clay, I'm not seeing the... I can might see the pot, but all that's there is clay. That's very, very obvious to me. Right? You're still seeing the pot, but all that's there is clay, and you see that very clearly. It's aparoksha. There's no...
No doubt.
There's no doubt. There's no not seeing. It's the fact that all that's there is the clay is as aparoksha, as direct, immediate to you, as the recognition of the pot form. Right? So like that, when I see that this is nothing but Brahman, but I see Brahman as just myself, that's the aparoksha. There is no jivatvam perceived at that time. Can we get?
Yeah.
All right, let's take that little break.
So this was to clarify, because the order of the words in this was somewhat...